Hi, everybody. It is February 27, 2019. We are just 2 days away from the beginning of a new month, March. My name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Thank you so much for everybody that's listening this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever part of the day you're listening. You are some of the most amazing fans that I could ever ask for. So again, thank you so much for listening. So today's episode is going to be about my ninth strength, which is being able to deal with conflict. And that's important, but we'll get to that in a second. Let me tell you, I did not work out today. My body was still experiencing a little bit of soreness from all this working out. I think by tomorrow I should be okay. The soreness should be going away. I already felt it in my legs. My legs are healing up. I will be able to actually go back and continue everything. So I am going to be very excited to go back and doing all this. I'm going to probably, after this podcast, I'm just going to soak in the bathtub just to relax a little bit, get the muscles a little bit more relaxed and not so much going too crazy with the stretching. I did a little bit of morning stretches in bed. When I woke up, I did a couple of stretches for a few minutes just to wake up the body a little bit, just to get things easier. I switched up a little bit of food today as just a little baby steps. I'm not going like full bore yet because I got to do grocery shopping soon. I think we're going to try to do it Friday. But because of the fact that we're trying to do grocery shopping Friday, I've been planning my fruits list. I've been proving a vegetables list, and I'm going to try to alternate every day on vegetables, on fruits, on meats. I got to still figure out breakfast. Breakfast is the toughest, but I'm working on changing the foods. I'm working on going not too crazy with the workouts. If my body's telling me I need to rest, I'll listen to it. And everything's been going smoothly. I gained 2.5 pounds of lean mass. My body fat is still going down, but I gained lean mass and the body fat's going down. So that is awesome. If I feel like I'm gaining body fat again, that's what I know, that things need to start getting back into the swing of things. But, you know, this journey is all about taking its time. You know, I'm so close to that milestone of 30 pounds. I'm so close to it that I could just taste it. It's almost there. So I cannot wait till that happens. But one day at a time. And that leads us to the topic for today, which is being able to handle conflict. Now, what that means is if you have a challenge that's in front of you, it doesn't have to be, I mean, I know I have problems and I face them head on, but that was a strength that I can take. But what about when it actually happens? When the conflict comes, how do you deal with it? How do you react to it? Are you emotional? Are you rational? Do you not feel anything at all? How do you deal with it? I'll try to give some examples if I can. The way that I handle conflict, and this is something that happens in life. Everybody's got their own way of handling it. Some can handle it, some can't. The way I handle it is, in the past, I used to be very afraid of conflict because I always liked to be in control. I was always, I wouldn't say a control freak, but I liked having the capacity to be able to control the things that I so desire. And I wouldn't do it when it came to being around friends or family because I knew that I had to listen to people around me. As experienced as I am, I got to listen and hear what the other people are saying. If they're all saying the same thing, then I take that into account. So that's how I deal with conflict sometimes. If there's a problem and I go to somebody, if I go to multiple people and they're saying the same thing, I have to be able to listen to them. I can't afford to gamble on the other side, so to speak. So if everybody's saying the same thing, then I got to make sure that I'm paying attention to that. So that's how I deal with it in some points where there's like in between two choices. But when it came to me in the past being able to deal with it, I would get stressed out. I would feel sad, I would feel out of it, and I wouldn't do anything. If I knew if I was on a path or something, I would just give up. And that's what the old me was like. I would just give up because there would be no point in continuing. Like, I didn't have the capacity as a young man to deal with it. And of course, if you're trying to make it out in the real world, if you can't deal with a conflict, then nobody's going to be attracted to you. Friendship-wise, love-wise. But things have changed a lot over the course of this year. The way that I deal with conflict now is I take it, I understand it, and I sit back and I figure out how to solve it. That's what I do. That's how I handle it. I don't freak out anymore. And this is not about facing my problems head on. I've already talked about that. This is about dealing with it and how other people see you reacting to it. So it's all about how expressive that you get with this. So I deal with it very, very calmly nowadays. When I had my plateau a couple of days ago, I actually was excited about it. There was a conflict, there was a challenge, and I wanted to figure out why it is that there was that. And I also decided that if I was listening to multiple people and they said, okay, you're eating the same foods, you're working out a little bit too much, try to change those up a little bit. And it actually worked. I mean, I didn't work out yesterday and I gained 2.5 pounds of lean mass. So that's really awesome. The changing things up a little bit certainly does things to your body. And my mother even said, like, yes, changing things up really helps. So it's good not to do the same thing constantly over and over again. But it made me realize that, you know, having failing and then realizing that the conflict was there, it made me excited to actually take on the conflict and figure it out. That was great. I thoroughly enjoy it. That's how I deal with it nowadays. And if anybody else has a conflict, I try to not get too emotional about it, about their problems. I mean, if they ask for help, I'll help them. But I'm always there to care for them. I'm always there to be there for them if they need support. In fact, I'll tell you a story. So Nina called me today. She's going to be doing the same amount of work that I'm doing. So she wanted some advice. So I said, hey, listen, why don't we... She had no idea like how to figure it out. She was having a tough time going to figure it out. She just had some questions. So I said, well, why don't you come with me on Friday? We'll go around and I'll show you everything on how to do it. I'll basically try to teach you on how to use it. And she was like, yeah, awesome, cool. So I'm going to be hanging with her on Friday. But also, she was very motivated like yesterday, and then today she felt the anxiety again. And I had a feeling in the back of my mind, like after she told me she was feeling confident, she was ready to do this, that it might have just been a placebo thought. And what I mean by placebo thought is it was just there for a short bit, but then the pain just came back again. I had a feeling in the back of my head that that's what it was going to be. And then sure enough, she called me today and was like, yeah, the anxiety came back. And that kind of made me a little bit of emotional because, you know, I'm trying to do this podcast to not give people placebos. I don't want to give stories that only apply to people on the short term. I want to share experiences and I want to share stories and I want to provide magic to people's lives that last long term, that are there for the rest of their lives. And it's not something that they can just, you know, listen to and be like, yeah, I'm ready to tackle the day. And then the next day they go back to being the same person. And again, that's partly me and that's partly the person that actually listens. But I generally would not want to be that type of person that just appeals to people that are only going to listen to my show just to get a little bit of inspiration for like a few hours and then they just go right back to being somebody else. I want to be providing something different for them. So that means I'm going to have to step up my game. And that's another conflict that comes up, is how do I reach out to people that is going to be beneficial for them long term and not something short term. I'm going to have to figure that out now. That's a conflict, but I didn't let it bother me. I mean, I did get a little bit of emotional because I really do care and love Nina to death. That's why I got emotional, because I just felt bad that she was like this. I mean, I can only do so much, is what I'm trying to say. But at least I'm caring about her. That's really all that matters. But I am going to have to figure out, that's a conflict that I'm going to have to think about. That's a conflict I'm going to have to find a solution to. And, you know, my first strength, I face it head on and I try to figure out what it is. But I didn't go crazy over it. I figured it out. Here's how I would do it when I was a kid. If there was a challenge or if there was a conflict, if I was a child, I would throw a temper tantrum. Because it was something that I didn't understand, and my folks had a really tough time trying to calm me down. So I just had to cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. And this is when I was like 8 or 9 years old, or even like 10 to 12. It was really tough, especially when there was something like a major change happening. I didn't know how to deal with it. I did not know how to handle it. I did not know what to do. The conflict was just taking over me, and it consumed me. It was very emotional back then. And then as I got older, I just sort of hid everything. Those emotions just went away. I kept it all hidden because I didn't really think people really cared that much to help me. As much as they did, I didn't feel like they were really going like leaps and bounds to do it. That was the difference. And because of that, I just, whenever there was a conflict, I would not throw a temper tantrum anymore as I got older, but I would just like lay in bed and just cry a little bit, not really knowing what to do. And of course, the folks would help out and they would try to, and they would calm me down. But, you know, they say one day at a time. Nowadays, it's a lot different. And as I said, now it's just something that I know that I'm going to have to face, and I'm going to have to figure out something. That's what that's all about. And I'm very happy because I don't think I have to rely on finding the better version of myself anymore. Like after last night, I finally realized that I am getting better every single day. And I don't need to listen to the inner voice anymore. I am the inner voice. I can tell myself these things. I don't need somebody else telling me how to do it. I mean, yes, it was beneficial, but I'm mature enough now and I'm grown enough now where I can actually handle my own problems. I feel a lot more confident. I feel a lot more happy. I feel a lot more determined. And I feel a lot more prideful in who I am. And it's also changed the way that I've been speaking on the show. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not the same person that I was a couple of months ago when I first started this. Everything is changing around me. I'm changing around other people. I'm seeing people that have been close friends of mine become even closer. I'm seeing friends that all of a sudden are now starting to like my posts on Instagram. Just because I'm now going out there and saying things again that people are really loving. And I mean, they really are loving it. Like they are, my friend Stephanie says, I love the back and forth that we have. You're so analytical. You have your shit together. And I reached out to a few friends with their successes, like my friend Christina. Her and her husband won for a play that they were doing. They were doing a play up in New York, and they actually won a prize for the best play, I believe. And so I reached out to her. I said, congratulations on winning. I hope you and your husband kick ass in your next project. And she was like very thankful of that. my friend Koala, she's doing two different shows. So I reached out to her and I said, hey, hope you do well in your two shows. You're an awesome person. So I know you're going to do amazing, break a leg. And she's like, I really appreciate that. I'm helping one of my friends with a play that they just wrote that's based on Shakespeare. And I read the entire play. And so they said, we're going to probably ask you some questions on how we can improve. So they evaluate the input. So I'm just waiting for them to be ready to get to me on it. That's what I'm looking for. I'm reaching out to my buddy Shane because I haven't talked to him in a while. And I wanted to see how he was doing. And I think he was expecting me to say, hey, what are we doing something? Like, what's you up to? Do you want me for something? He's like, no, I just wanted to see how my BFF is doing. I wanted to see what my best friend's up to. And then I was talking to my best friend Vin today. I was just so many conflicts all in one place. Everybody's got their own little stories and journeys to do. And I'm trying to be the best friend that I can be. And when somebody else has a conflict, I try to be there for them. That's another way I handle conflict. It could be mine. It could be anyone else's. I'm there in the moment. And it's something either they have to solve on their own when it's their own problems, or if it's mine, I learn how to deal with it. I always try to ask people, though, if they're an expert in that field, exactly what that is. Everything feels great right now. The fact that I'm able to handle conflict really well is a great strength to have. I'm glad that I'm not having to throw temper tantrums anymore. I'm glad that I'm not having to cry. I'm glad that I'm not having to think that I'm stuck inside this room that I'm in, and that it's like it's completely echo chamber, like I'm the only one here and I can't, and nobody's coming in to help me. And everything else, all that changed. Everything has changed at this point. Ever since I've been doing this show's been very helpful. One of the ways I was dealing with my loneliness conflict was doing this show, starting it, finally opening up, because I couldn't keep it in any longer. That's how I dealt with it. I decided to say enough is enough. I'm going to do this. The cards were stacked against me, and I said, all right, here we go. I'm going to deal with it, but I'm going to do it as calmly as I can. I'm not going to go out of control, not going to do anything. And I think I'm a rare breed with that. I don't know that many people that deal with that, though. And people deal with it in their own ways, but I feel like I have a certain advantage over some of my friends. I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but that's why we all love each other. That's why we all love each other, because we're always there for each other. We always care about each other. We love each other all the time, and I do. I was telling my friend Stephanie this. You know, sometimes I'll write to somebody and I'll say, you know, you don't have to reply to this at all. You don't have to do anything, but I just want you to know that I care about you, and that I am thinking and rooting for you every single day. And then they'll text back, like maybe like a few months, and they're like, thank you so much for still thinking about me and still caring about me. So that's just the type of person that I am. It's the way that I keep evolving. I keep getting older, I keep getting smarter, I keep getting funnier, and I keep getting wiser. That's what makes me me. That's what makes me Deanie. So guys, that's going to be it for today. We got one last strength to go, and I'll tell you exactly what that is. It's all about being able to admit when I'm wrong. And a lot of times we are wrong. We're just not willing to admit it sometimes. But this time around, I feel like I can be accountable for the things that I've done wrong. So with that, all that being said, I'm going to leave you guys for now. I will see you guys tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to check me on any of the podcasting platforms besides the one you're listening to on now, if you happen to prefer a specific one, the link is in the description box of all my podcasting platforms that I'm on. If you want to check out any of my social media pages, all the social media platforms are in the description box as well. All of them are there, and have fun. You'll see a lot of my stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm working on doing a YouTube show as well, but that will be a video version, so you'll get to see me on camera. But I'll let you know when that is. I'm still trying to get comfortable doing this webcam thing. But I'll get there. I gotta deal with that. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do with that. But until tomorrow, guys, I thank you every single day for listening to this show, and I'm going to get better at it. Always, 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 always. So until I see you then, enjoy the rest of your day, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening. Arrivederci, everybody.